Jared Connaughton, the pride of PEI, joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Jared, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Have they decided yet what the makeup of the 4x100 team is going to be?
No, not yet. We have to wait to see. We have three men in the 200 meters tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously part of the relay pool. So after those three rounds, hopefully they make it through to the final. Then we'll know more then. But it's a game time decision for sure.
How does that factor into your training? I mean, it's got to be awfully hard to stay prepared mentally, you know, unless the coaches have, there's a nudge, nudge, wink, wink thing. But other than that, it's got to be hard to remain sort of prepared mentally. Is it not sort of not knowing whether or not the, you know, A, whether or not you'll be in the team, or B, what the composition of the team will be?
Yeah, definitely. We went in with the same mentality in London 2012 Olympics. We didn't really know who would be there, what order it'd be, and we kept everybody on the edge of their seat. But that anticipation, will I go, won't I go, is actually a good reaffirming for your confidence, because it keeps you sharp, keeps you ready, and you can't go through the motions in your preparation. So it's a good thing, but it does bring anxiety for sure.
What's the quality of this of the Commonwealth Games been like, the quality of the track competition?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, I competed in Commonwealth Games in 2010 in India. It was very late in the season. It was in October. So compared this one to that one, you can really see this is a legitimate world-class facility, world-class meet. The weather's pretty bad. It's windy, cold, blustery, as you can imagine, in Scotland. But everybody, it's the ultimate equaling factor, and that's what it's all about.
Where does this fit into your routine as we look ahead to Rio?
Well, you know, it's certainly not a World Championships or Olympic Games, and you can't view it like that. It's definitely a launching point onto the next phase of your preparation for, even Pan Am Games next year. That's mm-hmm. it's a similar idea for our preparation, but. It's a year to year. It's just like any sport. You know, you gotta take the opportunities you have and literally and figuratively run with it. But it's certainly not as big as the Olympics, but it's definitely something we look forward to every 4 years.
After your experience in London 2012 and the disqualification in the relay, do you look at almost every 4x100 relay as a chance for redemption, or have you moved beyond that?
It's a good question, because I'm not sure if I have an exact answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the team last year was bronze medalist in Moscow. Mm-hmm. So that was a redeeming quality for sure. But again, it's not the Olympic Games. It was, we were a real long shot to even make a final in London, let alone challenge for a medal. So, I'm getting on up there in years. I'm 29, and I've been to the games twice before. Will I get another shot in Rio? It remains to be seen. But it's always in the back of your mind. Proving to yourself that you belong now, and proving that London wasn't a fluke, and that's what the team set out to do, is be a perennial contender for a global medal year in, year out.
Jared, it was great of you to join us. Wish we had a little more time to chat. We'll be watching. Best of luck and stay healthy.
Yeah, thank you very much.